I be walking around the six like I invented it, boy. Yeah. Who am I, the do or die? The one with the fewest lies and the truest ties. They try to compare us, but like a job straight out of high school, there's no you and I. I taught you everything you know, now you got student pride. All factual. I call the house the embassy, the studio, the chapel. I hate to travel. I just.
Denham Brown, three to go. Denham Brown, 4-3. No good. By George, the dream is alive.
We want VCU.
VC who?
VCU.
VCPU.
Real adult. Welcome back to By George. It's been a little bit of a layoff, but hey, no better time to check back in than VCU week, right?
All week long, too. We haven't had a game all week. We've just been preparing for VCU. Meanwhile, they played a couple games.
They played an OT game versus St. Louis.
Right.
A team that we handled quite easily. So.
And we better have been watching.
I was. I was doing a little bit of research. But let's start off by just like props to the administration, the athletic department, the school, whoever kind of put together this like tailgate, right? I mean, they're actually hosting an event prior to the game. Again, it's Saturday, 2:30. Show up, Philly, BA, blah, blah, blah. But
the tailgate will happen in Lot K from, I believe, 11:30 to 1:30. If it's anything like last one,
well, we'll see. I think so. It's already near a sellout, if not a sellout already.
Yeah,
so.
And students are back on campus.
And I think we could really just thank one man for this. Brad Edwards, thank you for doing this, because the fans have been asking for it. We want tailgate. We want, you know, a little bit of pregame fun, drinks, the ability to you know, get hyped for a game. And so Mason's giving it to us. So if people don't show up, I mean, it's a tough case. I mean,
you got a mediocre VCU team potentially coming to Fairfax. I know we're not great, but we've proven we can win some games. You keep it close. I'll take Otis with the ball in his hands late. But let's go to the tailgate real quick.
Sure.
The play to win guys will be there. So Chris and I sometimes, we hop on a podcast, a CBS podcast called Play to Win. They are a bunch of VCU boys. I got them credentialed. They're going to go in there. They're going to do some post-game video stuff. And we're all going to be there. So if you want to come hang out, beers on Brian. Just say, hey, I heard your podcast. And we'd like to sit here and tailgate with you guys.
Yeah, I mean, if you're really buying beers, then I'm just going to continue to, hey, what's up? Anyways, but yeah, we're going to have some VCU guys with us. Nice little rivalry there. But I was actually thinking about this the other day. I was like, Brian, you know, you were kind of alluding to the fact that VCU is kind of mediocre this year. When was the last time that you actually saw a mediocre VCU team, you know, in general? And
I don't think ever, and you can kind of tell because we always go back to that one year under Larrañaga. I think it was 2010 where we beat them in that snow game. And that's pretty much, you know, that.
But
and
they were
I think
good
we only beat
year.
Them one other time in my tenure. I think Sherrod Wright hitting the buzzer. And
here's the thing.
And recently, 2 years ago, Paulson's first year. So maybe I've seen three times.
So since 2008, they've made the tournament eight times. So that's eight of the last 9 years. And that one year they won the CBI where they didn't make the tournament. So, and then the 2007, I think they beat Duke.
Right.
And they almost beat Pitt. So again, it's been since like 2006, I guess.
And another topic we always touch on is kind of like the trajectory, like where Mason went after the Final Four and where VCU went after the Final Four. And I'm in like drool status wishing that was us.
Right. And I don't know if this is a topic that any Mason fan really wants to talk about. So I'm going to do a little politician pivot and move on to the fact that we have an opportunity to win. I think with both teams looking better next year, I know that VCU is getting some transfers. They have some, you know, highly ranked recruits. We're going to get better next year. So this is a great opportunity to play a very weak VCU team. They struggled against St. Louis. They lost to U of R. I mean, this isn't a team that's, you know, imposing their will. I know that defensively they don't have the havoc, you know, the traditional havoc that they branded.
So I reached out to Petey Buckets today and asked him, you know, what have you seen from their defense? Because he's truthfully, he keeps up with the A-10 for us, constantly watching games, tweeting. You can follow him at Petey Buckets. He said, you know, they don't force many turnovers and they get burned in transition a lot. Problem is, our guards have loose handles. Not sure I quite agree with Petey there, but and we'll burn a lot of shot clock beating the press. Definitely have a chance if we can prevent VCU from scoring every time down the floor. What he's saying is havoc isn't much.
Right.
And so little words.
And is it due to, you know, the lineup that they have? Or is this like a Rhodes, you know, the fact that they do have a new coach? Can they really implement like havoc and kind of maintain it? Because it's now running on its, you know, third wheel after Will Wade, you know, up in left town.
And well, Will Wade, he also kind of ran, like he also had an aggressive defense, but it was more of a half court trap where they would try to get you right across, right when you cross the half court line in that corner sweet spot. So I think it's a little bit different. I think we've seen some struggle here transitioning from kind of that type of jump the first pass defense to this kind of full court trap right away. So I'm interested. I think that we actually handle the press pretty well. It's just what happens towards the end of the second when we're tired, have a short bench, and now are we just chucking up bad shots? I think we can handle it for the first 70% of the game, but it's just, do we kind of fold late? I think we'll find out. I think we got a great chance to win this. But what do you think? Who is your kind of, why are we going to win it? Like, what player is going to step
up? The X factor?
Up?
Yeah. Are you referring to the X factor?
Exactly.
Sorry, I'm choking on my own. Okay, my X factor for the game are the bigs, and specifically Calixt and Marr, because these are the two guys that are going to be responsible for guarding Tillman. I know that Calixt is probably going to handle most of those duties. Tillman is now a more versatile player. He can step back, hit a three.
Potential player of the year.
Potentially.
I mean,
he's a double-double machine, and so if Calixt gets in foul trouble or needs a breather, it's probably going to be Marr. And so these are two freshmen guarding a potential A-10 player of the year. You know, that's our X factor. If you want to look offensively, it's really got to be Otis. You know, Johnny Williams is going to be covering him. I know that Otis doesn't play too well when, you know, you have a bigger guy on him. Johnny Williams is a pretty good matchup for him. So I think those are sort of some of our X factors for the game. I know I named like pretty much half the team because we have like a 7-man rotation. But outside of that, I'm really interested to see Rhodes. I haven't seen him in person. You know, we actually got a lot, we got to see a lot of, Will Wade who kind of up and did VCU like a dad that went out for a pack of cigarettes and never came back. I mean, that's kind of savage, right? He came in and just dipped.
And then beat his team in the first year.
Yeah. That's tough.
You know, I think it's interesting. I mean, I haven't followed VCU that much. And so please, you know, let me know via Twitter or whatever if I'm wrong. But
Sean, this year.
But Sean Mobley, though, is he the starter? I know he started last game. I know they got that transfer. I think he's a grad transfer. Something Kane.
Vane or something like that.
Kane, I think his name
he's
is.
He's got a big fro. I think, is that the guy that you're referring to, Vaughn?
Yeah, and I believe that he is at least like the fourth or fifth highest scorer on the team. So I'm interested to see. They have plenty of depth.
They have a little bit of hashtag size, too.
Right. So what do they throw at us? I'm not too sure yet, but I know that Durante Jenkins, I mean, I was watching him live in the A-10 tournament last year, and I think it was the game to get him into the finals. He just kind of turned up, said he actually looked over to the press row and said, I'm going to hit my next two threes, hit him. He just looks like he has that it factor. He's the guy that scares me the most. So that's kind of why.
He's got good length, right? For a guy that can handle the ball.
And is he going to be a point guard the next 2 years? Like,
that freaks me out.
But that's why I think it's all going to come down to Grayer. Air Grayer. What does he do for us? Does he step up, shut down a Jenkins, you know, battle on the boards? And also, if you're playing against a trap defense, threes are going to be wide open. Does Grayer knock them down and pull them out of their havoc and force them into a half-court set versus us? I think Boyd and Grayer are going to have to hit threes for us to be able to win this game.
So we named half the team, I think five players, as the X factor. So the other guys, you're off the hook.
Well, you said two, and I think Calix is going to be my X factor for the entire season because he's completely changed our team, gave us toughness, and also we interviewed him last week. That episode's going to be dropping later today if you're listening, so make sure you stay tuned to hear what Calix has to say. I'm excited.
Overall, I think this game still, as you know, it may not have that sort of hype factor with VCU not being as good. It still has major implications in terms of seeding right now in the A-10. I know it's a big log jam at 3-3, 3-4, 4-4, you know. So potentially if we win this game, maybe win the next game, you're sitting top five. It's a weird year for the A-10.
They're talking about it almost being sold out.
Yeah, so, I think they're just like 50 tickets away. Now, mind you, I don't know if that's VCU fans that are buying a lot of tickets or what. They always show up. But, you know, we really have to urge the kids, the students, to show up. They make the most noise. And this is the first time in a long time that Mason has gotten a home game versus VCU on a weekend while students are, like, school's in session.
With the tailgate.
2:30.
What, like, more do you need?
Right.
Can't say it anymore.
If we don't show up, I will be so disappointed.
Right.
Like, utterly disappointed.
Because, you know, if you're a freshman, if you're a sophomore in college, you have to expect this team to get better, well, you know, as you continue on at George Mason University. You have to set the precedent right now. Show up, cheer, make signs, get big fat heads, wear your Speedos. I don't give a damn. Bring the energy. Every single player I talk to in every single interview says they feed off you guys. It can't just be Section 115 and the rest of the hooligans making the noise. We need the students up in there causing a ruckus.
Wow. Jeez, you're like a dad yelling at me. That seems to be like the common thread today. So either way, I think that everyone's going to be excited for this game. I think it's a winnable game. Let's get your prediction at least. I know that we didn't really go over this, but like, what do you realistically think? Give us a score prediction. Defenses aren't going to be that great. I know Petey Buckets alluded to the fact that it could be a barn burner. So what are you saying?
I get kind of nervous because I don't think we can score a ton of points if Otis isn't hitting. So
oh,
if they're going to
if they're going to
push him around all game long and he can't get his 15 to 22 points, I don't personally see it being a barn burner. I see us F it. Whatever. We're going to win by 7 points. 77 to 70.
Okay. I like that.
We're going to pull them out of their press. You know why? Because Rose doesn't stay consistent with it. He turns it on and off depending how the team's going. I think we're going to shoot him out of it and slow down. It will get close in the second half, but we'll go to that matchup zone and kind of force them to hit threes, which is not really their specialty.
Okay, you're predicting way too much. Like, you're literally envisioning the entire game.
I'm sorry. I'm getting excited.
Okay, well, my prediction is 81-79. It's going to be a very close game. It's going to go down to a final possession. I could see someone like a Kyer hitting like a late little layup with time expiring or something. I think it's going to really pop off this season. I think maybe we go on a little bit of a roll after this. Obviously, I'm optimistic because at this point in the season, what else can you be? So,
I mean, they've showed us in A-10 play that they can win these games. I mean, that Duquesne game, double overtime, you're talking about Kyer hitting game-winning layups.
And we came back because I don't even know if we really led that any, much
it
of that
game. It was 20-5 when I was, because it was my wife's 30th birthday, so I was blah, blah, blah. So I was checking from my Twitter, and I'm like, oh my God, we're down 25. Thank God I'm missing this. All of a sudden, you start sending me updates.
Yeah.
And posting on Twitter. I get to watch your, like, the videos we're posting. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm missing this game.
Right. It's a shame. We should have really won that game, and we should be sitting there at 4-3 with an opportunity to go to 5-3.
Right. But 3-4.
Beating St. Joe's is a big win.
Double
Otis,
OT on the road. I mean, what, you know.
What are you going to do? So either way, big props. Let's go. Let's beat VCU. I don't know why I'm snapping and talking like this, but either way, I'm just excited. So maybe we should just close this out.
Fans, show up to the tailgate. Don't make Mason regret throwing the tailgates.
Please don't.
We ask every single year. They're like, man, we can't do that. Basketball teams don't really have tailgating. Well, guess what? Mason's giving it to you. Show up, make the vendors money so they can say, wow, this was a kick-ass time and we want to come back and service your school.
Okay. Props to the vendors. Props to Mason Nation. Show up and let's get this W. Let's wise words of Jameis.
Let's get that W. Let's get that W right now.
Suddenly my eyes are open and I see.